A decorated former military man will lead St. Albert as its new chief administrative officer, the city announced Monday. After spending 33 years in the Canadian Army, Bill Fletcher will step into the role of chief administrative officer, SAO, June 13, replacing former SAO Kevin Scoble, who resigned at the end of last year. Garnering the rank of Brigadier General, Fletcher most recently held the position of commander of the 3rd Canadian Division. He holds a bachelor's degree in civil engineering in addition to a master's of defense studies. He received Canada's second highest honor for military valor for his bravery while serving in Afghanistan. Mayor Kathy Herron said in an interview Tuesday that though the city had excellent candidates to choose from, Fletcher rose to the top very quickly. Traveling extensively for his work, Fletcher expressed a love for St. Albert, his home, and a demonstrated capability in leadership roles. "We wanted a true leader that could motivate and inspire and the staff," Herron said, highlighting difficulties of COVID-19 and the downturn in the economy, as well as downloaded costs from the province as challenges the city is currently facing. On top of presenting himself as a good leader within St. Albert, Herron said Fletcher is already a leader in the region, with connections to the province and with other CAOs in nearby communities. "One of the things that struck Herron most about Fletcher is that he emphasized his vision for the city will be set by council. Then he will deliver it," Herron said. "That right there is a sign he understands the governance structure." Fletcher was not available for an interview with the Gazette before press time Tuesday. Coun. Wes Broadhead said he is confident in Fletcher's capacity to take the city forward into the future. "His resume and CV speaks for itself," Broadhead said. "This will be the fourth SAO that I've served under, and each have had their own strengths and brought a sense of purpose to the city." Fletcher's strengths, Broadhead said, lie in logistics and organizations, skills that will lend well in structuring St. Albert for success. Like Herron, Broadhead highlighted Fletcher's relationships within the region, which he said will help the city work collaboratively with its neighboring communities. Interim SAO to stay on Carrie Hiltz, who served as interim SAO while council searched to fill the position, will resume his role as deputy SAO when Fletcher steps in. Herron thanked Hiltz for his work in a May 9 release, commending his dedication and integrity while in the role. "He implemented an effective interim leadership approach and, through the support from many city leaders, services, and priorities continued uninterrupted," Herron said in the release. "We want him and all of St. Albert to know how much we appreciate all he has done." Speaking Tuesday, Herron highlighted that in addition to welcoming Fletcher as the new SAO, St. Albert's recently elected council will soon have a new strategic plan. "We've got a lot going for us right now, and that's going to be exciting," Herron said.